want to let everyone know they're davening Mincha and Rav Ad this year, 1 o'clock, so if you want to end at that time, we can go down and get Mincha with them.
Yeah, I'm going to think I'm going to daven with the shul later, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Unless we have a minion. If we have a minion, we'll dial down in here. But unless, I'm gonna run. If we have a minion, yeah, no, it's, I appreciate you telling me. Okay, maybe we'll still have to get a minion. Never know. Okay, let's begin. Okay, we got a lot to do. Hope Shabbos is good. I want to begin the next sugya. Okay, let's begin the next sugya, and then we'll discuss some minyanim from the parsha. First, I want to note that in the beginning of the parsha, there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says that throughout the evening, Yaakov called Rachel, and she responded that she was she called Rachel, and Leah responded that she was Rachel. And he saw her in the morning and said, "You're a daughter of a ganav, and you're a ganav." So Leah says back to her, "What do you mean?" He says, "A Rebbe has talmidim." You know what he said? She said back to him? She said, "How did you get the brachas?" And she silenced. Whoa. Very strong. Maybe that was the reason why Yaakov, in a sense, didn't like her. Maybe that's why he didn't like her. I don't know. But Lamaisa, that's what it says in the Pasuk. It says that she was hated. And then Hashem opened her womb. It doesn't say why she was hated. So Rashi says that Mashma, that what? That because Yaakov loved Rachel, maybe implies that he hated her. The Balaturim says that the community hated her because they claim she was a hypocrite. She wouldn't marry Esav, and then she goes ahead and deceives Yaakov. But I heard from Hermann Wolk, you know, the famous author. He's a firm man. He wanted to suggest a beautiful pshat. He wanted to say she hated herself because she was unsure of maybe what she did was the right thing by tricking and deceiving Yaakov. But HaKadosh Baruch said it was, and he opened her womb, she had children. So you see this pshat, Lamais, there's a lot to discuss. I want to discuss the end of the year about the concept of sheker. Okay, we'll see. I want to just go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Quickly. Go ahead.
I heard in Shulon Shabbos, Shem Avodah Sisharov Kajmitz, I think, he says that Leah was telling Yaakov, you lied and said you're Anochi Esav. So really, I was supposed to marry Esav. Once you said you're Esav, then... That's why I had to marry you, meaning because you said you're
Esav. Was supposed to marry the oldest, you mean?
Uh-huh. Meaning she was.
That's part of the shtickle that we're saying. You could connect it. Meaning, maybe that's what she was saying to him.
She was saying, maybe. I married you because you lied, so maybe. That's why.
Could be interesting. Very nice. Yashikoyach. What is his throw? Very nice. That goes well with what we were just saying. Very good. Excellent. Okay, good. Let's see the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara says as follows. Let's see inside. You got me? Rav Zvid? Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go. Rav Zvid Shara Lemivel Beschila B'Shabbos. Rav Zvid Matar Bi Rishon on Shabbos. Okay. Ikedamri, others say, Rav Zvid Gufe Baal Beschila B'Shabbos. Others say that the Mesorah was a Rav Zvid himself, was Baal Bi Rishon on Shabbos himself. Okay? On Zion Amad Aleph here, right? The four lines from the top. So one Mesorah is a Rav Zvid Paskin. The other is he did it himself. So the Gemara introduces to us, and I want you to get this down, okay? A very important concept that we'll talk about much more tomorrow, B'Hashem, and that's the topic called Mitoch. But in order to introduce this, we know that there's an Isser du Malacha, the Lamates Malachas on Shabbos. Not all the Lamates Malachas are also on Yom Tov. And that's what's called ochel nefesh. Cooking is allowed on yontif. And there is a interesting din that the Gemara says in Makis, Adav Chofa Mebeis, Ravashi has the halacha. And that is that there's a concept called Yesh Chiluk Malachas on Shabbos, Ve'ein Chiluk Malachas on yontif. Meaning to say, we'll say over to Hesber that we once said, Lamaisa, okay, let's just get this din. That there's chiluk malachas l'Shabbos, chiluk malachas l'Shabbos, and there's not chiluk malachas l'yontif, because there's zachar v'shomer when it comes to Shabbos. Zachar is kiddush, all the positive mitzvahs. Shomer is the lamentes malachas. If you do all 39 malachas on Shabbos, you chayav 39 chatos. Chiluk malachas l'Shabbos, ein chiluk malachas l'yontif. Meaning to say that if a person did malachas on Yantif, Let's say Bemez did only Bechayev Malkus once. Ein Chiluk Melachos Biyomtev. Okay? You know, there's only a Korban Chatas on Shabbos. There's no Korban Chatas on Yontif. Chatas is only when there's a Chiyuv Karis. There's no Chiyuv Karis on Malach on Yontif. What's the punishment for Malach on Yontif? Malkus. A lot of people don't know that. On Shabbos, it's Chatas, Karis, and Skila. On Yontif, it's only Malkus. So you see, Beferish, that there's such a distinction. Rav Lichtenstein Shlita once wanted him to say that the function why there's an Isser Malach on Yontif is to create Simcha. Because it's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So therefore, we don't distill down the Isser Malach on Yontif, because the Isser Malach on Yontif is a function to create Simchas Yontif. You follow me? So it doesn't lend itself to break it down to 39 different categories. Whereas on Shabbos, it's Shomor. Independently, there's an Isser Malach. And that itself can be broken down. You follow me? It's a very beautiful Hezbollah and Lichtenstein Shlita once said. But what I want you to point out is that Ochel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif. What's the makor? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Let's get it down. Where's the pasuk in Chumash? In Shmos Perik Yudbeis pasuk Tetzayin. Ach asher yeachol lechol nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem. From here we learn that it's mutter to do Yontif malachas letzorach ochol nefesh. Okay, it's a pafeirish pasuk in Chumash that cooking is permissible on Yontif. Okay, things that are needed for food are permissible on Yontif.
There's an inchel malachas means that even if you do different malachas,
if you would do, let's say, with one hasra, let's say a guy would somehow do one hasra within toch kedei dibor.
What's hasra?
Hasra, warning. The Edom would warn him not to do malach on Yontif, and he would do a bunch of malachas, let's say, within, I don't know, he does some contraption that he does, let's say, 20 malachas within toch kedei dibor. He only bechayev malchus, one set of malchus. Okay? Ein chiluk malachas. But you understand the Hezber? That's what Rav Lichtenstein Shlita once wanted to say. It's not a shomer. There's no shomer by Yontif. The Isser Malach on Yontif is to create an atmosphere of Simcha. Therefore, it doesn't lend itself to break down to the 39. You follow me? That's what he once wanted at time. It's a beautiful Hezber. But as of introduction, you got to know this Poskin Chumash. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Shara Lemivel B'tchila b'yomtif. Rav Yehuda allowed Bir Rishon ad yomtif. Oh, here we haven't discussed yomtif now yet. We've been discussing Shabbos and Seyam at Beis. Bir Rishon on Shabbos. Now we have yomtif. Amar of Papi Mishmei Darava. Lo Tema b'yomtif d'shari. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava. Lo Tema b'yomtif hu d'shari. Don't tell me that on yomtif what? That it's permissible. Habis Shabbos Aser, Bim Rav Yehuda Paskin, that it's Mutter be Rishon on Yontif. The blatant diuk being that on Yontif it's Mutter, on Shabbos it's Aser. Amar Apabi Shmid Rav, lo tema be Yontif Dishari Habis Shabbos Aser. Chasu Sholom. Don't make the diuk that on Yontif it's Mutter, on Shabbos it's Aser. Do hu adin da filu Shabbos nami Shari. Shabbos is also Mutter, Daniel. So why do you say Yontif? Umay Shishahaya Kachaya. That was the Shiloh. The Shiloh was posted was a Yontif Shiloh. The Shiloh that was posed to him was a Yontif Shiloh. So Memele, if the Shiloh was posed to him was a Yontif Shiloh, so you see Beferish that what? You see Beferish that don't make me a diuk that on Shabbat, Yontif it's one mutter and Shabbat is Usher. The whole thing is what? The whole thing is what? The whole thing is Usher. The whole thing is Usher. So you see Beferish, the whole thing is mutter. The whole thing is mutter. However, Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav Amar B'yomtif Tishari B'Shabbat Usher. So here we have it, a Beferish Ashita that says that on Yontif and Shabbos Bir Rishon is Mutter. Rav Papa says no. On Yontif I make a split, it's Mutter, on Yontif and Shabbos it's Usser. We got it, Klor? We got the Machloikis? Okay. Klor? Fine. We have a Shita that splits between Shabbos and Yontif. Okay. Now, Lamaisa. Let's take it a step further now in the Gemara. Who's the Amora that split? Don't confuse them. Daniel. It's Rav Papa. Rav Papa made the split. You got me? Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav. Zok to Gemara. Amalei Rav Papi le Rav Papa. My Daitech. What's your Svar? What's your Svar to me? Mechalat and Shabbos is Yontif. Shabbos is Asr and Yontif is Mutter. I think I know. Mitoch shehutra chaburo letzarech, hutra nami shelo letzarech. Ah. This introduces us to a klal. Please get it down. It's in reality a mission in Beya on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's an explicit mission. The Mishnah says, "Beferish in Beya and Yud Beis Amud presents a machloikis beishamai beisilu." Beishamai says, "Molochas that are mutter for preparation of food are only mutter. There is no concept of mitoch according to Beishamai. Only malachas that are done for the actual preparation of food, right, are permissible. There is no concept of mitoch. Mitoch means since. Since the malachas mutter for food, I'm allowed to what? Carry food. So memela, I'm allowed to carry my machzor. Carrying food is regarding ochel nefesh. Vibalt means in Yiddish. And since I'm allowed to carry the food, I'm allowed to carry the machzor. Beis Shammai says, not true. You're allowed to carry the food. You're not allowed to carry anything else but food. Zok Beis Hillel, no. Mitok shehutra malachas elu l'tzorach ochel nefesh, hutra gam shalol l'tzorach as well. It's mutter also shalol l'tzorach. This is the shita of Beis Hillel. Okay? Tremendous chiddush. I'll give you an example in the sugi there. Hotzos cotton, carrying a cotton, or a lulav on Yom Tov. Those are not food items, and therefore you see that Beis Hillel holds of mitoch. Since the malachas are mutaris for achanas oichol, they're mutaral at tzrachim acherim. What is the makor of Beis Hillel, Daniel, that there is a concept in the institution called mitoch? What's the makor? The makor is, the pasuk said, "Achasher yesach ol nefesh hu levado yeasel lachem." Remember, I quoted that pasuk earlier. What was that pasuk the source of? That pasuk is the source of what? That ochel nefesh is mutter. What malachas that are done letzorach nefesh and ochel nefesh are mutter. So Lamaisa says, "Beis Hillel." Well, it's a spin off of this. Those malachas that are usually used for food are lav dafka mutter for achanas ochel, they're mutter also letzrochim acherim. This is lamaise, the pashtus of what Beis Hillel reads it into the pasuk, that the makor of mitoch could be even from that pasuk. I believe the Urayim has such a sheet as well, but lamaise, that it could very well be that mitoch might be coming from this actual essence of what, of this concept. So what's the heter? Let's plug it in now. Where do you do chabura for food? You shecht an animal. Shecht, you want steak on Yom Tov. Chabura also is done with bir rishona. Even though that's not for food, but it's mutter. That is the svara that the Gemara here says black on white. Okay? Mitoch shehutra chabura letzorach, hutra nami shalol letzorach lamaisa. The notion of what? Shalol letzorach lamaisa can go in tzorach bi'ila. Bi'ila is considered to be what? Considered to be mutter. Okay? So that's what Rav Papi says to Rav Papa. That's the svara mitoch. Okay? That's the svara mitoch. Now I want you to get this down. This is a very important machla. You got this so far, Daniel? You got it? Beis Shammai limits it only to what?
Only to
actual working with food. Beis Hillel expands the malacha to even an outside food. Okay? And we're also saying that the makor, Urayim says that the makor of mitoch might be from what? Also the same pasuk as well. Achasher yecho. Okay. I want you to know this machloikis. Within Beis Hillel that holds a mitoch, okay? Beis Shammai denies it. There's a very important machlokas Rashi Tosfos in many places in Shas. I don't know if we'll get to the Artosis today. We'll probably wait till tomorrow. But there's a fundamental machloikis I want you to know in the usage of this mitoch. Rashi is of the opinion in Beya, Dibra Maskel Liflagu, that even malachis that have no tzorach klal are mutter. Meaning, can I carry a stone on Yom Tov? Now, stones are muksa, for sure, that's the Rabbana. But on a level of Diraisa, am I allowed to carry a stone on Yom Tov? Yes. According to Rashi, afilu shalol tzorach klal. Okay? Rashi says, Afilu Shalom Litzorach Klal. Meaning, Mina Torah, Daniel, I'm able to carry a stone. Stones are usher because they're muksa, right? Avonim are usher midrobona because of muksa to carry. But on a level, the Arisa Rashi has, and it's, I like to use this imagery. We all know that there's a concept, Pikuch Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Is that a Dechuy or a Hutra? To save someone's life on Shabbos, you're allowed to do a malach on Shabbos to save someone's life. Is that begetter dechuy or hutra? You know what I mean by that? Is the isser of Shabbos suspended in midair? I'm trying to save someone's life, but I should try to minimize it? Or do I say hutra, it's completely open, the door's open? You follow me? And therefore there's no mandate that I should minimize the isser. So the Rambam in the beginning of Pirat Beis, Allah Ha'afinuchel Shabbos, is Pikuch Nefesh, it dechuyu Eitzel Shabbos. And then in Halacha Beis, he writes as if it's a hutra. It's a strange Rambam. He starts off Beferish Pirat Beis, Halacha says Dechuya, and then Halacha Beis, he seems to say hutra. Seems to say you don't have to minimize. But I like to say that imagery, or that model rather, is a better word, for this Machlokas Rashi Toises. Rashi holds Mitoch, according to Basil, as a hutra. And therefore, even if I want to carry stones, it has no tzarach at all, I could do it. The only reason why I can't carry stones is because of the Rabbana, because of Muksa. Tosis says, no way. Tosis all over Shas, including in our daf, okay, like I said, I don't want to see it inside today, but Blinet or tomorrow. Tosis says, Beferish, he says, Tzarich, Tzarach, Hayom, Ksas. Rak, Tzarach, Hayom, Ksas. Min HaTorah, guys. In other words, stones would be usser, not just because of muksa, but there had no function on yomtiv, and therefore there would be an isser what? It would be an isser d'oraisa to carry such a thing. That's Taisa's shita all the time. The stones are not tzorach hayom. He requires tzorach hayom. This is the pshat l'maisa that Taisa is always adamant about. He always wants to say this is, he's adamant about this. Big machloikish Rashi Taisa. And the truth is, it's an amazing thing. If you look in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Alf, he actually quotes 16 Rishonim. I'm not exaggerating. 16. The Bir Halacha. Get it down. Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Katan Alf. Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Alf. He quotes 16 Rishonim that side with Tosas against Rashi, and they don't hold of Mitoch that it's a hutra, that even Shalol Tzorach Hayom. Only if there's a Tzorach Hayom. Do they hold of it halacha l'maisa? Okay, Tosfos has many kashas in Rashi and Beit, but it's not, we don't have to get involved with it right now. I don't know if we'll get involved with every in the kasha, but I want you to know as an overview, as a lamdan, you have to know this machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Okay, the Rishash points out right here, along with the Hafloya, that even according to Tosfos. Let's get it. Even according to Tosfos, it's very interesting. Even according to Tosfos, who says the Tzorach Mitzvah, you need a Tzorach Hayom, a Tzorach Mitzvah, it's got to be the Mitzvah today. If the Mitzvah can be done tomorrow, it's Usher. So let's even break it down further. You need Tzorach Hayom Ksas, which would be a Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah has to be Hayom. Mitzvah Sarich, Lios, Hayom. The Mitzvah's got to be today. If it can be done tomorrow, that doesn't make it a Tzorach Hayom. Okay? Both the Rishash and the Haflah write this. Okay? And they bring a raya. Because Tosfos Lomais asks Akashi, you know what an Olas Nadava is?
Are they saying this is what Tosfos says?
Yes, they're saying within Tosfos that said Tzorach Hayom Ksas, it must be a Tzorach Hayom, a mitzvah today. If you can do it tomorrow or not. You know what they bring a raya? Do you know what an Olas Nadava is? What's an Olas Nadava? You can bring a nedava, an offering, a voluntary offering, it's burnt up. You can bring an olas nedava any time in the Beis HaMikdash existed. Tosfos says, shechitas olas nedava, why is that mutter? There's no tzorach hayom. Now, if Tosfos held l'maisa that anything is okay, any mitzvah is okay, even if I can do it tomorrow, why is Tosfos asking? It's a mitzvah. What? Why does Tosfos ask olas nedava should be usher? It's a mitzvah. Because that mitzvah doesn't need to be done today. You can do it tomorrow. So if you can do it tomorrow, that doesn't what registers being a Tzorach Hayom. Memele says the Rishas and the Haflah, you're right, Tosfos requires a Tzorach Hayom. And a mitzvah is a Tzorach Hayom. But that mitzvah better be what? Something you got to do today, not tomorrow. That's what they want to tain it. And therefore, it's Asr Bisorif Kachim on Yontif. Where's the Makor in Shas that it's Asr Bisorif Kachim that are Tomei on Yontif, or Kachim that are what? That have been left over this man? You know, at Nosar? Where's the Makor in Shas in the midst of the Sorif Kachim? Shabbos Choftal on Midbeis. And it says, Beferish, it's Asr to do on Yontif. Why? Because you can do it tomorrow. You don't have to do it today. You don't have to do it today. Do it tomorrow. Lamaisa. Okay? So according to Tosis, the mitzvah is not today. I is a mitzvah, okay. But you don't have to do it today. So this is a very important halacha, lamaisa. Okay? This is a very important one, halacha, in pshat and Tosis. Okay. Now, the truth is, this is an opening of the door to say why you allow Bir Rishona. Let's see inside now, back to the Gemara. Why I'm going to allow Bir Rishona on Yontif and not on Shabbos. This is what Rav Papa Paskin, and Rav Papi says, aha, it must be based on what? Must be based on Mitoich. Yes? That was what the Gemara said. So let's see again. Amalir Rav Papi, Rav Papa, my daitich, Mitoch shehutrach abura letzarech, hutrach nami shalol letzarech. We allow Bir that's not considered to be what? Ochel nefesh. It should be mutter to make a mugmar. Now, what is a mugmar? Questionable. What is a mugmar? A mugmar means putting spices on a fire where what? Where the smoke's going to go up, excellent, Avram, and the shirts are going to be placed on top of it in the clothes, and aroma, a nice aroma is going to be put on the clothes. Well said. That should be usher on Yontif. We know that it's Asr on Yontif. What's the Makor? What's the Makor that Mugmer is Asr on Yontif? It's a Gemara in Be'ah. Yes? The Gemara says in Be'ah Beferish that it's Asr to do Mugmer on Yontif. It's a Beferish Gemara. What daf? Be'ah, Chav Be'ezim and Be'ez. Please get it down. Frekta kasha elamiata mutulasos mugmar biyomtif. It should be mutter to do mugmar biyomtif. Why? Dimitok shutra avar letzorch. Are you allowed to ignite a flame on yomtif for cooking? Yes. Hutra nami shalol letzorch. You should be able to do this shalol letzorch, ochel nefesh. And we know that it's aser. You heard that kasha? Now, there's a little bit of a difficulty with this. Please get it down. What is Rashi teicher? Daniel, read the Rashi. Ma daitich. Rashi, ma daitach? Excellent. Go ahead.
You want me to translate?
No, next Rashi. Go ahead. We know what it means, right? Go ahead. Excellent. Legamir means to finish up the game with a nice aroma. Pellet, please get it down. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Argos, in the back of the Gemara, asks Akasha. He says, if you look in Maseches Brachas, there's another definition of what Mugmer is. What daf? Then Beizim and Beiz. What does Mugmer mean? Spices they used to place at the end of the meal on the fire in order that they should smell them. You know, Lahav the level of Dolos. I don't know if you ever see this, because we've said it's an issue of the Araisa. Ein Ad Mashiach Chabal Satzmo. You're not allowed to smoke. It's an issue of the Araisa of Zam Nechem Yishtita, the great Gon, our Rebbe, Paskin. But there are some people that smoke, unfortunately. And you know, have you ever noticed at the end of a meal they'll smoke? It's kind of like the dessert for them. You never seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. So Lamaisa, that's what he says they used to do. They not smoking, but they used to put Samim on the table, put it out Eish, and they would smell that. It was like a nice thing for the end of the meal. What'd you say? No, I'm just touching. Just touching. Shot. No, pshat, lamaisin, pshat. So the Gemara in Brachas says that was a definition of psalmim. Frekter of Yaakov Emden, why do you come up with this case of the aroma and the kalin? Just say what it says in Brachas. So he says like this, please get it. He answers that halacha lamaisa, that notion of putting it on the table and everyone smelling, that shovel kol nefesh. Everyone does this. But as we're going to see in the Gemara next few lines, putting the aroma on the clothes, that's only for the mifunakim. That's only for the spoiled guys. So that's why Rashi doesn't quote the case in Brachas that the mugmar meant smelling it at the end of the meal. Rashi quotes the case of the clothes, because that's only for the mifunakim, for the spoiled guys. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So that's why Lomais is, it's a little bit shvir, I'll tell you why. You know why it's shvir? Because if you look, Lomaisa, if you look in Hagos, in your, I don't know if you have it in your Gemaras, but in the old Gemaras, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there are Hagos on the bottom of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And the Hagos on the bottom of Yaakov Emden says, if you look weiter in Rashi and Beya, and Chav Peiz and Beidzer Maske Machloikis, he says also, the Mugmar Lahariach, you know, the smell is also not Shovel Kol Nefesh. It's a Pella, no? No, what'd you say? Yeah, you don't see my guys doing it. So that's, I want you to get that down. Again, Nachum, I'll say the Mahalach again. Rashi, Lomaisa, defines for us, the Gemara asked Akasha, you know, Mugmar should be Mutter, Lomaisa, if you hold the Mitoch. Why is it Usher? Where's the Makar? It's Usher and Be'echav Be'ez and Be'ez. Okay, what does Rashi define as Mugmar? Zok Daniel very nicely, read Rashi very nicely. They're putting their clothes on and say, they have a nice aroma. Frekter Yaakov Emden, Mugmar and Brachas, the guys put it on their table and they smelled them some at the end of the meal. Just like people used to have a smoke at the end of the meal. This is not smoking, but they smelled it. So Yaakov Emden says a beautiful word. Because our Gemara is going to answer that the Mugmar is only for what? For Mufunakim, spoiled guys. What's for spoiled guys? The guys who need their clothes to smell good. Those are spoiled guys. But the things that people smell at the end of the meal, everyone does. That's the terrorist. But the Akos on the bottom says, look up Rashi and Be'achav Be'ezim and Be'ez, and Rashi says the smelling at the end of the meal also is not Shavu Kol Nefesh. So back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board. Why did Rashi say this, Lamaisa? Why did Rashi say this, Halacha Lamaisa? Follow me?
Why does he have to say that?
What did you say?
Why does he have to say that? He just brought a case, like...
Right, exactly. If you have a case in Shas, exactly. If you have a case in Shas, like Avram is saying, then say the case in Brachas. So we're left with the Kasha. I don't have a good terrence. Why do you have to say the case of the Begadim? Correct. You already have a case in Shas that introduced what Mugmar meant. Not Kalim, it meant what? The guy smelled.
The case of Begadim is not in Shas?
No, not that I know of. Not that I know of. That's the Mahalik Lamais. Okay. All right, it's such a great kasha, but every Rashi word, every Taisus, every Gemara. Okay, Vayter says the pshat lemaisa. Okay, so we have a great kasha here. Daniel, we're in the middle of the Gemara. Kfiyas, big Kfiyas, it's great to see you. Okay, we're in the middle of a sheet in the Gemara that allowed bia rishona on Yontif and he asserted it on Shabbos, and the Hesber the Gemara says is based on Mitoch. That since Chabur is mutter for Shechit, it's mutter for Bir Rishona. Mitoch is mutter on Yontif, of course, based on Ochel Nefesh. Shabbos is there is no heter of cooking. So good Hesber. Gemar Asakasha Mugmar. Mugmar should be mutter then. Mugmar, you know, as you smoke the kalim, you put the clothes on top of the aroma of the spices and the fire, it goes up, makes the clothes smell good. Why is that also the Gemar says in Bay? It should be mutter based on Mitoch. Machlokes Rashi Taisus. Beisilu holds Mitoch B'Shamay is not. Machlokes Rashi Taisus. Within Beisilu, do you need Tzorach Hayom Tzas like Taisus or Rashi? Is it a head hutra? You don't even need that. Carrying stones only Asher Min Rabbanan according to Rashi. According to Taisus, be Asher Min Atayir. Okay? Oh. So the Shaila is, let me just point out another principle. Hadrinan Li Surakama. What's Hadrinan Li Surakama? Let's say in a case where you're not allowed to carry the rocks. Taisus says you're not allowed to carry rocks. So what does it go back to? Are you only over Nisr Esse or even Nisr Lav? There's a concept called Hadrinan Lisurakama. Hadrinan Lisurakama. What does that mean? He's Hadrinan Lisurakama. You know what that means? Do you go back to the original Isra of Altasa Kamach? Are you over a Lav? Because you were working with the concept of caring, you're just carrying the wrong thing, you're not carrying food items. So do I say that I go back to the original Isra and over a Lav? Or do I say no? Mohadrin and Lisurakama, you're only over what? In Isser Esse. Of not observing Yontif properly. You follow me? Because here you try to work with a Heter, but you used it wrong. So you say you go back to the original Isser or not? Hadrin and Lisurakama is in Isser Laza, Machlez Ram Taisis. You know who points the side in the Sefer? The great Prima Godin and his Klalim Sefer on Shas, called the Shoshana Samekim. The Shir is dedicated to the father of Rafel. He's passed away. His father was a Rav for many years in Teaneck. I knew him. Friday, Levi is today. He's a wonderful man. I'm not sure. I'm going to try. We're going to try. But he was a wonderful man. He was with my parents in Tinek, in the same place where they lived. So Hadrina Li Surah Kam is a lav. You go back to the original issue. Lo Hadrina Li Surah Kam, who was a wonderful man. Lo Hadrina Li Surah Kam, what's Lo Hadrina Li Surah Kam? What does that mean? What does that mean if you don't go back to Surah Kam? So what's the issue? Essay, not the lav. It's just going to be an issue. Essay. Please get it down. The Shoshana Samekim says it's the Machlekes Ramam Tosfos. Are you over lav when you don't use mitoch properly? When you don't use mitoch properly, what are you going to be over in Isser? Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if it's true that you're using mitoch, Gugmar should be mutter. Amarle, who's the Amarle? Rav Papa said back to Rav Papi, Alecha. What is Alecha? That in order we shouldn't say like your words, right? Amar kro akashayechel chol nefesh. Davra shavu l'kol nefesh. Shchita is used by everybody. Everyone got to eat as fast as they need. Shchita is l'tzarech ochol nefesh. Everyone eats it. It's a davra shavu l'kol nefesh. Therefore we allow what? We allow the katz of mitoch to be used on bia. Bia is also a davra shavu l'kol nefesh. A man with a woman. That's a davra shavu l'kol nefesh. Mugmar is not a davra shavu l'kol nefesh. It's only for spoiled guys. You cannot use mitoch in a situation that's not a davar shavu l'kol nefesh. That is the chiddush. Alecha asher, and that's why I think it's meduyik that the makor of mitoch is from this pasuk. Acha shiyech l'kol nefesh, davar shavu l'kol nefesh. Shchit is l'tzorach achila. That's a chabura. So chabura can be used l'tzorach bila. It's a davar shavu l'kol nefesh. Mugmar is not. Memeil, it's off limits. Daniel, you got me? Oh, memeil, frek the gemara. Listen to this. We can break it down even further. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi Elamiata. You hear this pshat? Elamiata. They only allow a davar shavu l'kol nefesh. Nis damen lo tzvi. Let's say a guy can't. You're not allowed to hunt, but let's say a deer got caught up in a trap from before Yontif for what was there in Lamaisa. Am I allowed to shech the deer? Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi Elamiata nizdamen lo tzvi biyomtiv. If you find a deer on yomtiv, hoyol eino shavu l'kol nefesh. Who eats deer? Only the rich guys. Venison. It's very hard to capture them. Very expensive venison. I've never had venison in my life. Has anyone ever had it? It's supposed to be tasty, right? Has no one ever had any venison, deer? Think they have it in the fancy restaurants, the kosher restaurants. So, Rav Acha b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi Elamiata nizdamen lo tzvi biyomtiv hoyol ve'eino shavu l'kol nefesh hachana midasu l'mishchate. You hear the kasha? What's the kasha?
It's not shavu l'kol nefesh.
It's not shavu l'kol nefesh, and we know that everyone holds its mutter to eat it. You're allowed to have a deer venison. You're allowed to shech the deer. Why not? But why should we allow it? Not a davar shavu l'kol nefesh. You see, this concept of davar shavu l'kol nefesh can be used straight up vis-a-vis ochol nefesh straight up, and also in the expansion of mitoch. In just the reading of the Gemara, we just proved that. Because in the previous line, we were talking about what? Mugmar. Right? The mugmar wasn't for eating purposes, right? That wasn't for eating purpose. That was like the mitoch, the expansion, like bia, and also like mukbar, right? And now we're that requires shavu l'kol nefesh. This also requires shavu l'kol nefesh. The actual ochol nefesh itself. So why is it mutter? It's a great kashin. So what's the Gemara's answer? Let's see. Amar Lei, who's the Amar Lei? Who's Amar Lei?
Ravashi.
Correct. Ravashi. But it's really, as you said, Avram, it's really Rav Papa. No? So what's the answer? So you have to say that since Rav Ashi was the one who edited the Gemara, we know Ravina Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara, and he presented Rav Papa straight up, right? Remember we said that Rav Papa was, Rav Ashi was Masada the Gemara, he quoted Rav Papa as if no one argues on him, right? We quoted Rav Papa who made this split, right? Yes? Remember we quoted this split? Rav Papa is the one who made the split, so therefore we assume that Rav Ashi and Rav Papa are the same shita. So Amar Lei, so he answered back to him, Rav Ashi, for Rav Papa, right? Even though in essence it was Rav Papa Lamaisa, but nevertheless, we assume it's the same shita. That's when it's Kamine. Amalei ana davar atzorach l'konevish ka'amina. I meant to say, even though it's Ravashi talking, but Ravashi and Rav Papa are the same shita. Ravashi was the one who in the Saturday Gemara is presenting Rav Papa. He said, Amalei ana davar atzorach l'konevish ka'amina. What does that mean? I meant something davar atzorach l'kol nefesh. What's davar l'kol nefesh? The Torah is matan the malachi. Avor davar shetzorach bo shovel etzel kol b'nei adam. You follow me? Svi tzarech l'kol nefeshu. Even though it's uncommon, guys, even though it's uncommon for people to eat venison, but people eat. Eating is a common thing for everyone. Masha enkein, asiyas mugmar, for a good aroma on clothes, that is not for everyone. And people don't what? People don't do it. It's only for spoiled people who need their clothes to smell good. Do you understand this fine chiluk? Venison practically might not be eaten by people, but eating is done by everyone. You follow what I'm saying? The action of having clothes with a pleasant aroma is taka not done by everyone. It is not done by everyone. You understand the distinction? Eating is done by everyone. This is a fine distinction, but the Gemara is saying, Svi tzarech l'kol nefeshu. Does Rashi say anything? No. No, Rashi didn't say anything. Even though it's not Matsui l'kol nefesh, yeah, he does say. He doesn't really comment on it. Read the Daniel Alecha Makrat, really the pasuk before. Go ahead. Line before. Yeah, go ahead. Alecha. Alecha Makra, go ahead. Yeah, mugar is only from the mufunakin, and the tzvi is really eating is for everyone. Did you say Avram, Rashi, and Beya? What does he say?
I don't have the Rashi from. I saw he said that there's a difference.
Rashi comments on tzvi there.
I think so.
Rashi comments on tzvi. Let's look. Very good. Rashi comments on tzvi, but this is the distinction you got to make. Sometimes you know you have fine chilukim that are actually found in the actual Gemara. Not just from Rishonim, in Beah. Beah, you'd Beah him an olive. Beah, you said that Rashi has a comment there?
Maybe.
I don't see it. I don't see Rashi has a comment there about the Tzvi. I don't think it's in the Gemara in Beah about the Kasha about Tzvi. I don't think so. Yes, Nochem, go ahead. Yes.
It's like a step removed, you know? It's
what do you say?
Because just because people will eat, why should they be allowed to shop?
Right, but that's not food, though. That's not food, though.
No, I know what I'm saying. That's direct. Like, that's the malacha. Like, you're lighting the stuff on fire. Here, there's a shaft.
Right, okay. I hear you, but the bottom line is I can't eat it unless I do this. So we view it under the rubric of eating. It's a good point, but we view it under the rubric of eating. I think, you see, he quotes here, Lamaise, that's the way we remasber it. In other words, it's not shovel kol nefesh. Mugmar is only running the mufunakim, but something that's nitzruch kol nefesh, like achilas svi, even though it's the matsui, it's bechal darash kol nefesh. That's what Rashi, Lamaise says here. Rashi says here in Beit. Rashi says here in Beit that lashon. So you have to see you put it under the rubric. Okay. Yes, go ahead, Daniel.
It's hard to fit into the words, no, a little bit? Because it says like svi is a tzarach kol nefesh. If it's based on the eating, it's just achila tzarach kol nefesh, you know?
Yeah, but that's what it means. The tzvi is sarach l'kol nefesh. The tzvi is sarach l'kol nefesh. That's what you got to say. You hear what I'm saying? You got to say the tzvi is sarach l'kol nefesh. No?
Couldn't you have also just said that we're not going to say that like you can shecht some animals but not others? It's like a little...
Yeah, but it's sarach achil. As long as it's sarach achil, it's sarach l'kol nefesh. Asiyas mugmer is only for the mufunakim. Okay. All right. Now, I want to get to this kasha now, okay? And then we'll give it to Terutzim, and then we will go to the other topics I wanted to get to, and we have to continue the sugya tomorrow. A long Seder tomorrow, a lot of preparation, position. Okay. I want to get to a kasha that Avram had hinted to in the hallway as we were coming to Shir, the Marsho's kasha. Let's get it, Avram. You have the Lashon?
I think in Chof Beis, he talks about it.
You mean on Chof Beis, you mean? Not on Yud Beis, on Chof Beis.
mean, I was reading.
I mean, the lashon of mugmar.
I was reading in the.
Rashi doesn't say mugmar levon. Rashi doesn't say levoina. Okay.
I was reading in the.
I don't see where the Rashi is.
I was reading in the Sifta. He says, pretty much makes it chilek between.
No, he says like this. Let me read you the Rashi, okay? Chav beis and beis. That's a lashon that I said levoish. Eating. Chav mosim mishloshim mekibu mishum ashui gumos ube mugmar. There are three things of Chomer Machmeran in this Mishnah of Chavbeis and Beis. What are the three things? Sweeping, the Mugmar, and making a Igli Mekulis. Chom says all three things are awesome. One, making holes, Mugmar Mishum Belav Tzorach Kol Nefeshu, Mehaitam Asunle Beksubis Perik Rishon Dav Zayin Amadav. Excellent. Avrom. Let's get it down. Beya Chavbeis and Beis, the mask of Chomer Mosrim. Asher Yechol Kol Nefesh, Dov Rashov Kol Nefesh, Ze'eno. El mufunakim olamisha recha ra ubigdi mekulas mishadom lekachim v'yomru mutul hakdish v'lecho kachim mechutz. Okay, he says a similar thing. So I think that's the way to say it. Eating is something that applies to everybody, and even though tzvi is not normally eaten, but it theoretically could be. It's not like you're totally out of that. Whereas when it comes to the aroma on the kalim, that is something that only relates to what mufunakim. Yes, Daniel.
Two things. So, let's say I would offer someone to do mugmar for them, and they would refuse. Like, I understand that most people don't do mugmar, but let's say I would offer them to do it for them.
I don't think they would do it. I think that's what we're saying. It's something that is so foreign, they can't even relate to it. They would think it's meaningless. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I think. It's a good point you bring up. Hear what he's saying? Saying Daniel's saying, if you would offer a guy to do it, if someone's not a mefunak, he said, what do I need it for? It doesn't even come up. You know what I mean? What else? Number two.
What is the melacha of mugmar? Is it like
havara? You're burning the flame. Yeah, you're burning the ash on the spices.
So we said
it's ignition.
Fire is allowed.
Fire is allowed, right? But the Gemara says it's also because it's not davar shalakol nefesh. In order to use mitoch, in order to cook, it has to be something that's shavalakol nefesh. That's for everybody. This is not for everybody.
But just like you could use fire for food, you could use fire for not food. I'm saying.
Right, but it has to be something that is equal to everybody, not something that is only for mufunakim. That's kufa the chiddush of the Gemara. Right? That's why the Gemara said be a rishoni is good, because that's shavu kol nefesh. The tzvi is good, because that's davar shalakol nefesh, even though it's uncommon. I thought you were going to ask me, what happens if a person is a mufunak? What would you say about that? Still it doesn't work. Because it has to be for everybody. I don't care if you're a mufunak. It doesn't make a difference.
Also,
yes.
Bia, that's not the derived from nefesh.
Yes, it is. Normal.
People who are married and, yeah.
What'd you say?
It's only for people who are married.
Okay, everyone will get married, Bezus Shem. Everyone will get married. At a certain stage now, but it's neat time. Everyone can go get married. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef.
What context is Nolad applicable to the Havara with the clothing?
That's a good kasha. No, Molad is an Issa Midrabanan. Okay? It's a good point. There's a Rashi's Mechadish and Shabbos concept called Molad. Like if you take bar of soap and make it liquefied.
No, Nolad.
Yeah, Nolad and Molad, the same type of thing. That's the Rabanan, though. Okay. That's the Rabanan. It's a good point you bring up. But that's only the Rabanan. Okay? That's like carrying the stones, it'll be only on the Rabbanan level. So molid only be midrabanan. Your molid reach on the begotten, that's a drabanan. So you make a good point, but that's only drabanan. Okay. Let's get to the kasha of the marshal. Okay? And then we'll get to the two topics I wanted to get to. And then we'll continue tomorrow, like I said, Bish. Okay? Let's go. The marshal frek the kasha. Everyone got it? The marshal asks a kasha. The Marshal here, Frekta Kashin, he says, how do I know that Rava, and this is we're talking Rav, Papa Mishmei the Rava, made the split, that Bir Rishon is Mutter on Yontif, and on Shabbos it's Aser. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Okay? How do we know we make the split? How do we know that we make the split? This was a quote of who? Rava in the name of who? Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava. How did he know you make this split? Okay. So the Gemara said mitoch, correct? Mitoch is used for Yontif and not Shabbos. Frek the Marshal. Daniel, let's get the kasha down. How do you know that the reason why Rav Aser and Shabbos and Matan Nedarim is because of Mitoch? Maybe it is because that it's Aser Midrabanan because of Gzera Shema Yishchot Benof. Don't forget about that, guys. Shema Yishchot Benof Letzorach Asuda. You remember that in Hayamid Aleph? You're not allowed to have beer Rishon if they're getting married on Friday night because you can have a Suda. There might not be enough chicken, and a guy will go outside after Shkia, after Tzitzchom Meshech, the cow or chicken, to what? Chicken, literally, Benof, in order to get food for the, more of a meal. So we're afraid of that. So on Shabbos, we make a Gzeira. There's no Chshash on Yonta, it's Mutter the Shech. So why don't you just say that? Why does the Gemara jump to Mitoch? Just say Poshet. We already introduced Gzeira Shem Yishcha Benof. That doesn't apply on Yonta. If it applies on Shabbos, there you have your split. Great Kasha. Why did the Gemara jump to Mitoch? Just say Gzeira Shem Yishcha Benof. Marshal's Kasha. You got it, Yosef? That's the Kasha the Marshal's offer. Okay? Kasha the Marshal. Kasha of the Marshal. Just say Gzeira Shem Yishcha Benof. And therefore, Shabbos Usser, Yontif Mutter. You got me? Shabbos Usser, Yontif Mutter. Okay? All right. Great Kasha. Nisano clear? Why is it going to have to jump to me talk? Just say Pasha. Shem Yishko Benov is a problem on Shabbos. I'm afraid I'll go outside and check the chicken. That's also on Shabbos Shechita. Yontif it's Mutter, so what are you worried about? Okay. So let's give a few terutz and answer this kasha. Number one. Start with the Marsha himself. It's appropriate. He's the one who has the kasha, right? Zok the Marsha. If that was the reason of Rava, he should have asered be on Motzoi Shabbos too. We never find him asering be on Motzoi Shabbos. Because Motzoi Shabbos, you're going to have a what? A meal too. Assuming if the wedding is Saturday night too, with the Bir Rishona, you realize at 4 o'clock in the afternoon you only have 10 chickens. You need 30 chickens. You're going to go Shecht on Shabbos, God forbid. You're going to go Shecht on Shabbos, God forbid. And therefore, he should have asked for Motzoi Shabbos. We don't find that he asked for being a Motzoi Shabbos. We had that in the Brisa earlier, right? So we assume that since we don't find that he asked it, it's Behechrech that he doesn't hold of Gzera Shem and Yishcho Benof. You got the terrors? He does not hold of Gzera Shem and Yishcho Benof. Because if he would have held it, he would have asked it Saturday night. We don't find the Rav Asher on Saturday night. So obviously he doesn't hold it as Gzeru. That's the first teretz, the Marsha's teretz. Doesn't hold it. He would Asher on Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? He would Asher it on Motzoi Shabbos.
We said that, and it's Asher Motzoi Shabbos?
Yeah, the Brisa said that. And Dalad, right? Dalad and Aleph, right? We had that. Hey, I'm an Aleph. I had three class sore. But remember we said not everyone holds of it. We'll summarize when we get to that whole sugya in a few days. When we get to the end of the sugya.
So we said on Shabbos because you're
going to
repair.
Well, both. It said Friday and Saturday night, remember? Hayatzarach Lassor. The Motzoi Shabbos. We said it for both. I'm wrong. Okay, you look back. Lamaitz, we said it for both. So we don't find the Rav Asher to be on Saturday night. If he doesn't ask him to be on Saturday night, it must be he doesn't want Hayatzarach Rav Lassor, which is Vulosor. So obviously he doesn't hold of the Shechita of Gzeira Shem Yishcho Benof. Nochem, we're in the middle of the kasha. The Marsha has the kasha on the Gemara. Why was the assumption of Rav Papa Mishmei Rav that he matter be Rishon on Yontif and Asher on Shabbos based on Mitoch? Frek the Marsha, maybe he holds Gezer Shem Yishcho Benof. And there's no problem Gezer Shem on Yontif because we're going to check on Yontif. Friday night, Lamaisa, so you realize you have 10 chickens, you need 20. You'll go out and check on Friday night, it's Asher on Shabbos. Yontif, it's Mutter. That was the Kasha Marshal says. The Marshal's answer is if he held the Gzeira Shem Yishcho Benof, he should ask her be a Saturday night, like we learned on Daf Hamad Aleph. We don't find the Rav Asher's be Rishon a Saturday night. What's a Saturday night concern? Because you realize Shabbos afternoon, you're making a wedding, you don't have enough chickens, you're going to shecht on Shabbos too. Gzeira Shem Yishcho Benof asked both. But must be Rav doesn't hold the whole Gzeira. That's the first terrors. Yes, Daniel, go ahead. We don't find that he does. He's not quoted saying it. We only found that on Dalam and Aleph. Rav is not quoted. He only asked her to be reshown on Friday night. We don't find it, so we assume it's not us. Okay. Second Terrence. It's Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, Very fascinating. We'll see the Tysus. If we'll get to it inside, Lamaisa, but we read it inside when we were on Daftal. The Tysus on the bottom of the Yomid, a one-line Tysus says, we don't accept the Gzeirah. Read the one-line Tysus, Daniel, read it again. The Hilchasuk, Zion Amid Aleph, go ahead. On the bottom Tysus. Last line, go ahead, Vilchasuk. We don't accept the Gzeirah. Flat out, plain and simple, says the Pnei Yoshua. There are many Shittas in the Gemara that don't hold of it. We find many Amorim that are cholek on the Gzeirah. Finished. Therefore, it's Pshita the Gemara that Rav is not going to be cholek on those Amorim. He doesn't hold of it. Plain and simple. He denies the Gzeirah. Okay? So the Pnei Yoshua says he denies the Gzeirah. First is the Marashah's Terence. Pnei Yoshua says Pashit. Rav lo sever et Gzeirah. Rava, lo sover, et akzeir. Number three.
He holds that's going on some what they're living on Tchilah B'Shabbos, but he holds his usher. So you can say that he really does hold the meaning.
No, he's going to usher for another reason. But that gzeiro was not promulgated by many Amoroim. And we don't want to make Rava be cholek on those Amoroim. You're right, Avram. You're saying good. He asks it, but on based on a different reason. Zogin mitoch.
See, but that zero, that we're not choshesh, is because it's more saying because it's mutter.
I understand that, but that psak is based on the psak of many Amoroim. You're right, Rav is going to aser, but we don't want him to make a double mach, like to say it's outside zero. You're making a good aura. Excellent. Everyone's on the ball. Okay, good. Second terrace. Third terrace, the hafloyah. Zok the hafloyah. Fascinating. Says the Aflo, I was thinking to myself, is Akasha, the Gedolei Achron, thinking to themselves, to try to forempt the Akasha. Says the Hafloya, amazing. It's a Gzera you might forget, and you might shech the chicken. Yes? You know what? On Yontif, you also might forget and do other malachas that aren't permissible on Yontif. For example, what? Maybe you'll what? Sharpen the knife. Maybe you'll pluck out a feather, which are not permissible on Yontif. This is just an example. You're right, Shechit is Mutar on Yontif. But you might end up doing other malachas that are prohibited on Yontif. Memele, since on Yontif, theoretically, the Gzeira is Shayich, it must be, Halacha Lamaisa, that Rava did not hold of this what? Rava did not hold of this Gzeira, because otherwise he should have what? He should have said it. Because Halacha Lamaisa, if you Matar be Rishon on Yontif, and you aser it on Shabbos, you know what? If you're a gzera shem yishka benof amoira, then you should aser it on Yontif. Because even though shchit is mut on Yontif, other things are aser. Okay? So in other words, I'm just going to write hafloya. There's other things. Shar malachis shasuris beyontif. Let's just write it like that. So you should be worried about that. So if you should be worried about this happening, if you're worried about it happening, you should have asked him not just Shabbos, but on Yontif. Must be in a whole Zayra. You got me?
Three ways of saying the same thing, that he doesn't hold
it in
the Zayra.
Correct. Correct. The second way is your cloud doesn't hold of it. Doesn't want to make him against the Amoroid. The first way is saying you're proving that you should have asked him based on Shabbos, you should have asked him. The third way is saying it that what? You should have asked him based on the other Malachas happening. Correct. That's what you're going to have to say, because the Marshal's Kasha is, why'd you jump to saying mitoch? Just say he holds it, because there should be off. Yeah? Now, the four terrors is, let's work on it. It's let's get the four terrors from the Beis Yankiv. The Beis Yankiv is from the Sivas, the great Gon in the Sivas, the Gon Milisa, in his Sefer. Says the Beis Yankiv, that it says in Moikotin on Chesem and Beis, that it's usher for a man to marry women on Moed. Usher for a man to marry women on Moed. Because ain marvin simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to mix one simcha with another. Yontif for chol amoed. M'toysus and memzayin amaralf m'sechus k'subas dir maskal musher says that if you're not making a suda, it's mutter to get married on Yontif. Yer devor? If you're not making a suda, it's mutter to get married on Yontif. The problem is making the suda. Taisus. Taisus mem zayinim and alfa ksubis. The problem is the suda. So if you get married without a suda, it's mutter. So, Bech Reach, says the Beis Yankiv, the Gon Milisa, the Nesivis. Our Gemara says, Daniel, that it's mutter be rishon on yontif. Yes? It only can be in a case where you're not making a suda. Otherwise, it would be a breach of what? A Marvin, Simcha B'Simcha. No? Again, you got me. The whole problem is what? Of not getting Miran Moyed. Is why? Is because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. And Taisus says in Ksubas Mem Zayinim Aleph, the only problem of Ein Marvin Simcha is when you get Miran Yantif, you make a meal. So our sugi that allows Bir Rishon on Yantif, allows the wedding, must be you didn't have a meal. Correct? You with me with that, Cheshman?
Yeah.
Memela, one sec. Memela, Rav Papi goes weiter, and he says that Rav Papi says that Rav Papi and Shmin Rav, Aser be Rishon on Yontif. What's going to be on Yontif? Shechal Dios B'Shabbos. Again, Rav Papi said that Rav Papi and Shmin Rav, Aser be Rishon on Shabbos. What happens if Yontif comes out on Shabbos? It's done the same thing, right? Every Shabbos is Aser. No? B'chiyah Gavna HaBalavach, he wouldn't make a suit anyway. He wouldn't make a suda then because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So why is he asering the beer? It must be, it's not because of what? Of Gzer Hashem Yishchol Benov. You follow the Cheshbon?
No.
Cheshbon is like this. L'maise, beer Rishona, our Gemara Matar Anyont. Yes? We know there's a Gemara Moin Katan that says you're not a lot of merry women. On Cholamoid or on Yontif, because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Tyson Ksuba says, when is it a breach of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? When you make a meal. Right? Correct? So therefore, anyone who matas be Rishon on Yontif, which our Gemara does, has to be where you're not making a meal. Where you are not making a meal. Now the Gemara said, be Rishon is usher on Shabbos. Nistama Shabbos, even if it's what? Yontif Shechaldeus B'Shabbos. Now Yontif Shechaldeus B'Shabbos, you got three things going on. You got a wedding, you got Shabbos, and you got Yontif. Correct? And Mestami's answering that as well. Yes? Again, you got Yontif, Shabbos, and a wedding. Three things are happening. Oh, you're going to answer that anyway. Be a Rishona. Why are you going to answer that anyway? Because you're not making a suit anyway because Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't have a marriage with a suda with Yontif anyway. Right? Correct? You follow me? So you're not having a meal anyway. So if you're not having a meal anyway, there shouldn't be a problem of Benof. Because you're not making a suda, and still you're answering. It must be because you don't hold a what? Benof. Isn't that an amazing cheshbon of the Nesivis?
I don't think it makes sense, though.
Oh, come on. One second.
I hear what
before Rabbi you say it doesn't make sense, well, let's understand it.
I understand it.
It's a beautiful, this is the God, the goodness of the Nesivis. You follow me? He makes a cheshbon like this. Again, he says, Arsi Yamatis Birishon, Anyat. Matar be Rishon on Yontif. Okay. One second. Getting married on Yontif is a problem. Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Mod Kut Chesabes. But Tosfos says in Ksuvos Mizayim Bez, that's only if you make a meal. Therefore, anyone who matas be Rishon on Yontif, like in our Sukkah, it has to be where you didn't make a meal. Okay. On Shabbos, we aser be Rishon. Now, what happens if any Shabbos, even if Yontif comes out on Shabbos, you have Yontif on Shabbos and you have a wedding. What's the din? Aser be Rishon. You can't have a meal then anyway. Because if you had a meal, it's Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you're talking about asering Bir Rishon on a Shabbos where there is no meal. On a Shabbos and on a Yontif where there is no meal. So it must be that what? Must be that you don't hold of what? Gzer Hashem Yishchol Benof. Because you're still asering it. You're still asering it. One sec. Let's understand it. You're still asering it no matter what. And there is no heter of having the meal there. You're not having the meal. Because you can't have the meal. So what are you worried about? Can't because of Gezer Hashem Yishchol Benof. Yes, Avram. Go ahead.
First of all...
How are we going to write this on the board?
First of all, you're going to say this. Isn't Gezer Hashem Yishchol Benof we're talking about for after Shabbos anyway?
No, Friday night.
I'm saying, but let's, we said you're not also be... Because there could still apply for after Shabbos.
It applies Friday night and Saturday night.
The answer is both. You can't chef on Shabbos or after Shabbos.
The concern is Friday night you're having a wedding. you realize only you have 20 chickens, you need 30. You're going to run outside at night and shecht at night. That's why Friday night it's usher. Motzoi Shabbos it's usher, because why it's Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I realize, oh, I'm a gewalt. We're making a wedding tonight. I have 35 chickens. We have 50 people. So you're shecht on Shabbos. It covers both. Covers both. So this is, what is your problem here then?
For something that you're going to, saying you might still shecht, this might still be gezeira that I'm going to shecht her after.
We're talking about that. Let's Friday night. Friday night is when we're talking, let's say. Let's say Friday night, that's when it's going to be. It's Yontif, it's Shabbos, I got a wedding.
Fine.
So Zuck the Nesivis, he says, why are you assering this? There's no concern of a meal. There must be, you don't asser, it's not, you don't hold a Gezer Shivonot, because you shouldn't asser it. You should matter it.
Also, my other house says, why do you
yes.
He's talking about getting married on Yontif. That's what the Nesivis is talking about. But Pashas and Gemara says, he got married before Yontif, he just beat Boler. At night, betchila b'yamtiv. That's what the Gemara
says. You don't have to say that. You don't
that's
have
what the Gemara says, betchila.
I understand that. Betchila means off the bia, but it's very possible the wedding. The wedding is Friday night. Whenever you talk about Gezer Shemish Rabbanon,
you don't have to say that Rava holds.
I understand. Even if the wedding, I hear you. Even if the wedding was Friday afternoon, but the meal's Friday night. That's the concern of Gezer Shemish Rabbanon. They have the meal, and then later they have bia. But the assumption is the meal's Friday night. That there's no doubt. You're right, the chuppah might have been earlier Friday afternoon. But the meal's Friday night. Okay? There used to be a lot of people used to do that. There's a guy, one of the guys that dives in the shul, in Psaic, in the shul, in our shul, got married on a Friday in Montreal. Because they had a Friday, and then they had the big meal Friday night. They had the meal. So I guess they had the mezonos and stuff Friday afternoon, but the lemaisa had the meal. It's not done usually nowadays, but they did that. Used to do that. Saves money. Because they have the Shabbos meal in this. Okay, once you got the Tirchel, how are we going to write the Tirchel down? I'm just going to write like this. A Marvin Simcha, so you write in your notes. Got that Sakover. A Marvin Simcha, the Simcha, and it's the Suda. A Marvin Simcha, the Suda. Okay? I'll write dash the Suda. Based on that, placing Suda from Simon off. Now, the word is, now get this down. The Chassam Sofer writes, let's get this. The Chassam Sofer writes, it's mashma l'chura, please get this, that you could get married and have bia and make the meal on Yontif. Nechsam Sofer writes.
Listen.
You could get married, have the bia, and make the suda on Lel Yontif. I isn't any marma simcha m'simcha. No, it's only a problem, get it down, Avrom. It's only a problem when you get married on the day of Yontif. Because according to the Gemara Sochim, and I and Aleph from an Aleph, there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Lel Yontif. So there's no breach of Ein Marvin Simcha Mesimcha. So the problem is getting married on Yontif day, Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha with the Suda. But at night, you could get married, have beer with her on Yontif, not a problem. That's what he wants to tie in. And that's not so poshut. So Machloik is not wrong. Please get it down. Mogen Avram, Simin Tov Kuf Mem Vav Sif Kotten Dalit. You're not allowed to set up a Sudas Nesuin on Lel Yontif. And the Chemin Moshe holds Lel Yontif, it's Mutter. The Chemin Moshe holds Lel Yontif, it's considered to be Mutter. That's the Sheet of Laman. Please get down to Machlaikis. Tov Kuf Mem Vav, Sifkon Dal Magen Rosh, you're not allowed to make a suit on Lel Yontif. Lamaisa, I guess he holds it, there's a mitzvah, I don't know how he gets out, why is it? There's no mitzvah of Simcha in night. The Chemin Moshe says it's Mutter. Chemin Moshe, Halacha Lamaisa, seems to make a lot of sense. I guess what you have to say, according to the Magen Avraham, the Pnei Yeshua says that the Lel Yontif, there is Shaykh the Mitzvah of Simcha. That's what the Baruch Tam says as well. You have to say Halacha L'maisa. Okay? That's what you have to say, Halacha L'maisa, because, okay.
That knocks off this, the Beis Yaakov's answer? Because now you're having, now you're allowed to have the Sudas, so they're still worried about Shema Yishkot, even when they fall out together.
In other words, once you say the Chassam Sofer, you're saying,
because
he proved that you have a situation where you couldn't have a meal, according to the Chassam Sofer, you could have a window where it would be okay. Correct.
Where it would be okay,
no, to have the Suda with the wedding, right?
Right.
And there's no problem of Gzeres Shem 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 because it went to the Shecht on Yontif.
Right, but on Shabbos, Rizakov was saying that you could have a scenario if Yontif falls out on Shabbos,
right,
that it should be Mutter because you don't have the Shema Yishkot problem anymore. But according to the Chassam Sofer, the Shema Yishkot problem is still there because even if on Yom Tov you would have been able to have the Suda.
Right, but Friday, but Al Shabbos though, you have a problem with Gzeirah Shem Yishchol Ben Of. So I don't know. It doesn't necessarily reject the Nesivos. He's just pointing out that this whole discussion is going to make sense in the day of Yom Tov. At night, it's a big machloikus in Achronim. At night, it's a big machloikus in Achronim. Because if you have Yom Tov, it's Friday night, you have Gzeirah Shem Yishchol Ben Of. Right? Remember what the Beis Yaakov said. You have Shabbos and Yom Tov in the wedding, so you can't have a problem, and you still ask him. Must be the whole Gzeirah Shem Yishchol Ben Of. What the Chassam Sofer says doesn't necessarily lemaisa go against.
Beis Yaakov was saying what? Beis Yaakov was saying.
Beis Yaakov was proving that we don't hold Shem Yishchol Ben Of.
Because if they
because I can develop a scenario where you could get married enough where there's no suda. Why is there no suda? Because there ain't Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. So why do you ask her on Shabbos?
Right. So according to the
must be because of what you don't hold the Gzeirah Shem Yishchol Ben Of.
Right. But the Chassam Sofer, according to the Chassam Sofer, you're not going to have a scenario where you for sure not going to have the suda. Because according to him, at night you're able to have the suda anyway with the wedding.
Right, but on Shabbos though it'll be also Gzeirah Shem Yishchol Ben Of.
Right, so we're back to the same problem. So the whole point was to develop a scenario where Shem Yishchol does not apply anymore, right? That was the whole point.
Right, and then why would you ask her?
Right, so according to the Chassam Sofer, right, you still have that problem.
According to the Chassam Sofer, you have no raya.
Right.
According to the Chassam Sofer, you have no raya. That's according if you hold like the Chem in Moshe. If you hold like the Magen Avraham, then the Beis Yaakov is correct.
Right.
So the Beis Yaakov is holding like the Magen Avraham. That is correct. Well said, Daniel. You're right. Well said. Because if you hold, otherwise you have no raya, because you could say Shem Yishchol would apply on the Friday night of Shabbos. That's correct. Because Lomaisa, you can have the meal. So you have no raya, we don't hold the Ben Of. Correct. So the Beis Yaakov we're saying that holds like who? Holds like who? The Magen Avraham. That it's Aser on the, on Ein Marvin, you have to say there's somewhat of a mitzvah of Simcha at night to Aser Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. El Lel Yontif. Okay. So that answers all the kashas Lomaisa that we have. Okay, I want to get to the... Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand the answer number four. One thing.
Yes?
Why do you bring Shabbos into the equation?
I'll tell you again. What does the Gemara say? Be Rishon is Usher and Shabbos is Mutar and Yontif. Yes? Right. Correct?
Yep.
So, let me ask you. Why is it Usher to get married in a Chol HaMoed?
Why is it
Usher? Get married on Yontif or Chol HaMoed. Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. When is there a problem with Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha?
When there's a meal.
Okay. Correct. So that we ask her be Rishon on Shabbos. That means any Shabbos of the year. Even if Yontif comes out on Shabbos. Is that correct?
Right.
Now let me ask you. On Yontif and Shabbos and you have a wedding. Right? Are you going to have a meal on that Shabbos? With the wedding for Yontif? Yeah. You're not going to be able to have it anyway because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Right?
Yeah.
So why are you asking be Rishon on that Shabbos? Okay. There's no meal. So it must be, it's no problem, it must be you're not asking because of Shem Yishchol Ben Of. You follow me?
Right.
Because if your whole reason why you ask Shem Yishchol Ben Of, there's no suit anywhere, so what are you worried about?
Exactly.
So it must be we don't hold the Shem Yishchol Ben Of. It's a beautiful four. So Daniel says that Beis Yaakov has got to be holding like the Magen Avraham, that even on Lel Yontif you can't have the meal. Because if you hold like the Chem and Moshe, and you hold like the Chassam Sofer, that you can have it on Yontif, you're back to the drawing board. Because Lel Yontif, Lamaisa, you could have the Suda, and the only reason why we're asking on the night is because of Shem Yishchol Ben Of, because of Shabbos. So we haven't proven we don't hold the Ben Of. So Memeila, the Chiddush is the Beis Yaakov. You follow me, Nachum? The Beis Yaakov has to hold like the Chem and Moshe. Okay? He has to hold like the Magen Avraham, rather, that it's usher to have the meal, that there's a breach of Ein Marvin Simcha even at night. The Nesivos is holding like the Magen Avraham against the Chassam Sofer and the Chem and Moshe. You follow what I just said? Okay, that's the Machlokes. Okay, clear? All right, good. Let's get to the next two topics. Okay? First topic I wanted to discuss is the Issur of Sheker. We have to be Tocho Keboro. We have to be people that are emistic. The Gemara says any person that's not a Tocho Keboro is not a Tamachokim. They used to throw him out of the Beis Medrash. Gemara and Brachas.
The
inside like the outside, you're sincere, you're not a phony. We said that. Remember we mentioned that? We mentioned that briefly, remember?
Yeah.
We didn't discuss the issue of Sheker, no? Nice. We didn't discuss it at great length. That's what I wanted to discuss. We mentioned that, correct. But Rabbi Chalab told me there was a rabbi that said, I'm echad bepev, echad belev. That expression means you're a phony. Not that you're sincere. Right? But the Rama applies this to every human being. Nicholas. Every human being's got to be Tochel Kabar. He can't be a phony. So I want to share with you the Rabbi Yon in the Shari Tshuva. Very powerful. He says there are 9 categories of lying. It's very, very, it's scary in a sense. You know, the signature of Hashem is Emes. Aleph Mem Tes. I want to go through these 9 categories. Let's get them down. Okay? The Rabbi Yon is in Perek Gimel in Shari Tshuva. Number 1. People who cheat in business, they cause other people financial loss. That's number 1. Let's get him down. Number 2, people exploit others after gaining their trust through deception. There are people that do that. It's a terrible thing. Number 3, people whose lies cause others to lose out some gain or benefit that was coming to them. You actually what? Stop them from getting profit. The first one was causing an actual financial loss. The third one is what? Causing other people to lose revach. It's called menias revach. 4. There are some people that do this to get attention. They fabricate stories merely for the sake of lying. To get attention. It's an issur. Number 5. People hold out on a promise of giving another person material goods while never intending to follow up on their promise. Oh, they're going to bring the stuff. They're going to bring the groceries. They're going to bring the goods. They never show up. 6. And I've dealt with this, unfortunately, with other Rabbanim. I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. I know when he's saying that to me, he is not going to get back to me. I'm about to tell him, why do you tell me that? Just say you don't want to discuss it. Don't tell me you're going to get back to me and you never get back to me. It's very upsetting. People intend to keep a promise but do not honor their commitment. He didn't say Blee Netter when he told me he'll get back to me. That's number 6.
How is it different from 5?
5 is material goods. 7. People claim that they did a favor, a good deed for another when in fact they have not. Oh yeah, I got that guy a job. You got that guy a job, you did nothing. You know, are there some people that do that? Number 7. Number 8. People praise themselves for virtues that they do not possess. Yeah, I can hit a 600-foot home run. You can't even hit it 100 feet. Right? Can knock down 20 free throws in a row. You can't make 3 in a row. And number 9, this is also people minimize. People change minor details when retelling an episode. What's the big deal? The guy was wearing a blue hat or an orange hat. Lamai nafkamin. It is a nafkamin. It's not emes. Sheker. Okay. So, lamaisa, those are very clear 9 categories of binyanin. Of the Isser of Sheker. Now, are there any situations that emerge where it's mutter to be Meshaker? So let's get to it. There are stories in Shas where we have this. There are stories in Shas. But let's see, Lahaloche, are there any heterim that we can dig up? Let me give you some of the Mar Makaymus in Shas where you have stories that Lamaisa. There's a Gemara in Brachas. I mean, Gimel and Beis with Rav Papa. Rav Papa we had today seemed to say that he fibbed a little bit. The Psachim Kuf Yud Beis and Aleph, it attributed a statement to a fabricated source that it would be readily accepted. In Sukkah, on Lamedal and Beis, it quotes Shmuel's threat to the Hadassah merchants. He wasn't really, he was just a threat. 4, the Gemara and Yevamah, Samachem and Beis, we mentioned this, it's mutter to lie for the sake of peace. Like you said, mutter, mitzvah, 2 days in the Gemara. Bab mitziah, chav gimel mebeis. You're allowed to fib a little bit for the sake of anava, snias, or we'll see discretion. Let's just say what those are now. Anava, if someone asks you, did you learn chas? And you've learned chas, you can lie. So you haven't. If a guy wants, just asks someone, were you just with your wife? And he was with his wife. He can lie and say he wasn't. Or discretion. Let's say a guy's walking home from a meal on Shabbos lunch and they know where you were coming from and they say, was the food good? It was delicious. You could fib a little bit and say it was good. You don't have to say it was great. Why? Because if you say it's great, everyone's going to walk over to the guy's house and eat him out of house and home. Of course you're not allowed to say it was terrible. That's lashon hara. Yes, no. Go ahead.
Are all these exceptions
Should you do it or can you do it?
You can. You can. You should try to avoid it, but you can. Yes, you can. But you shouldn't get in the habit of always
like
doing
for
this.
An alpha or for whatever you
yes.
Do.
Yeah, you should, but not in the habit. It's not good to get in the habit. That's what I want to bring out. We should limit the satayru.
Heard about salaries. Like if someone asks your salary and they guess right, you can say.
So
no.
Let's get to it. We'll get to it. Okay, the Gemara has a case in Bob Metziah with Rabbi Shmuel. So there are different Gemaras and shots, but let's get to some satayrim that Neil was just asking. Okay? Halach lamaisa. Let's say someone told me something in confidence. You know what I mean? Confidence? Private. And it's supposed to remain secret, and someone asks me about it. What can I say? I can say I don't know. This is a psak in the Sefer Titin Emes Liakov. Both from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rabbi Yosef Zatzal. One is also not allowed, it's a shayla halacha lamaisa, but you know, you're really not supposed to be a bearer of bad news that someone was nifter unless you want to notify people about the shiv or the levaya. So you're not allowed to lie in order to avoid telling bad news. That's a beferish adin in your day. I want you to get it down. Resh beis, sifyud beis, and hilchos avelis. You're not allowed to lie about that. If someone asks you if someone died, you have to tell the truth. But it is permitted to say, I don't know. But if you want to give the guy the news that, you know, he's a shiv or there's a levaya, then it's okay. Doing it for a purpose. So that's number one. Those cases you can say, I don't know. Those two cases. Something was told you in confidence because I don't know, and also about the bad news. Number two.
You can't, like, tell your friend that there was just a murder next to Charlie.
I guess Litzorah for Tehillim, the Davin of Rome. But Stamazoy, you know, just schmoozing, it's better not to be a bearer of bad news. But this should be a purpose behind it. Mechazik, the guy. They should be feel bad, empathy. Okay, number two. What about during an appeal for funds? An appeal. You make an appeal in shul for funds. One is not allowed to announce a donation in an amount greater than he's planning to give. Even if his aim is to spur others to commit. Guy says he'll give 10 grand. He has in mind to give only 1,000. But he'll get other guys to give. That's usher. Okay? That's usher to do. The Minchas Yitzchok gets a psak based on Amar Shah and Sukkah at Chof Tesim and Aleph. Number three. This is what you were saying before, Daniel. A wealthy man, let's say a guy asks him, are you a billionaire or a millionaire? He's really a billionaire. Is he allowed to lie and say he's only a millionaire? Because of Ayin Hara. He doesn't want people to Ayin Hara on him. He doesn't want to arouse jealousy. You know what Ayin Hara is? Ayin Hara is not superstition. Ram says it's Avodah Zarah superstition. Ayin Hara is a real thing. That guy davens to Hashem that bad things should happen to another guy. That's a terrible thing. Rashi says it's an Hedra Mem Tesman off. Rashi says it a boomerang's back on the guy. You should never do that. But we're afraid it might get through the cracks. So a wealthy man who's a billionaire can say he's a millionaire. Okay. Number four.
So you're allowed to say it?
You're allowed to, Lamaisa. Gemara, there's a story, Lamaisa. It's based on a Medrash Rabbah. Compares a Talmid Chacham to a Kala. Allah Kalam. Okay, we'll see. When collecting funds for a poor Talmid Chacham, listen. Can you say that you're collecting for an Hanasas Kala marrying off a bride if he thinks more people are more receptive to that cause? This is a Chiddush. Wow. You're raising money for a Talmid Chacham that's poor. Can you say you're doing it for an Hanasas Kala? Because there's a Medrash that compares a Talmid Chacham to a Kala. So that's a bit chiddush. Okay, he says it's mutter to do that. It's also permitted to raise funds for Hakhanas Kala, even when the collection is primarily for the benefit of the groom, for the chosin, and not the kala, Rabbi Yoshev. So that one I would be a little bit wary of. That one I would be a...
Sorry to interrupt. I think you guys want to...
Thank you for coming up.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So you hear what I'm saying? So that's the chiddush. You follow me? I would be hesitant with it though, guys. You know? You want to be transparent with stock of everything, like we're saying. I would be a little bit hesitant with that. Okay. Now, what happens? Are you allowed to mishaker if there's no stealing involved, but it will for a financial gain? Say you go to an interview and say, "Yeah, you've been working in this field for 5 years, so you'll make a salary of $150,000 instead of beginning $85,000." I'm not stealing. Is that mutter? What do you say? Rabbeinu Yonah says it's Asur. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva says Beferish in Kuf Pei and Kuf Pei Vav that it's Asur.
Say the case one more time.
Yeah, let's say you lie for financial gain, but it's not stealing.
What? Like if
you say you had five years experience in the workforce. You're lying. So you get another extra $150,000. You're going to do the work.
Why is that not stealing?
Maybe that's a bad example. Maybe you're right.
They would pay you less.
Maybe you're right, Daniel. Maybe that's a bad example. Maybe that is Gneva. So give me an example that there's no Gneva. I don't know. Maybe my example is a good example. I'm not sure. Does anyone have a better example of lying for financial gain, even when no stealing is involved? I think my example is good because you're not taking money out of a guy's pocket. You are going to do the work. It's just the scale that they have. If you've been in the workforce, you get 150. You have, you're going to get 85. And you're a talented guy. You'll do the work the same. You'll be as good. You may be even better. So I don't think that is gneiva. You know what I mean? Still checking. Okay. I want you to write that Rabbeinu Yonah answers this. Does anyone matter? Yes. The Marshal is mashma that it's mutter. And kuf mem in Shabbos. But don't do it. We shouldn't do this. Okay? Okay, now what about writing on a package and you're sending in the mail glass, even though it's not glass, so that people handle it properly? Okay. Interesting, no? Is that a problem of Sheker? So Rabbi Yoshev is quoted as saying that it's mutter. He's quoted that it says mutter. Rabbi Yoshev, the Tzar, Rav Fisher, Rav Chaim Konevsky, it makes sense, no?
It's probably delicate if you're...
Doesn't contain any glass, so glass, and this is synonymous to fragile, no? Okay.
But let's say you want to. I'm going to use that for
anything I'm sending them. You know? No, that's not right. That's sheker. But you're doing it for something that's going to be handled properly, Daniel.
No, but I want all my things to be handled properly.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Something that you know that's very fragile. You know.
Oh, so you got
to. Yes, Tom. Then I'm glad you brought it up because then you're just doing sheker l'shem sheker, which is dangerous. These heterim we have to limit. I'm telling you, it's bad. You got to train yourself now, your age, that you're an ish emes. I've seen guys that are not, I'm serious of them. When I do this, I mean it seriously.
Trying to take it seriously?
Yeah, I understand that. I told you that fellow about the gambler that left Smicha. I haven't seen about him to this day. What? You have to be Nish Emes. Gambling is part of the sheker, it's Gezel. Okay. Because you put the money in the pot and you lose, the guy wins stealing from you because you didn't think you'd lose. You're not willingly giving him the money. So machlokes b'chabramo, or you're not contributing to society, we cannot be involved in gambling at all. It's a terrible issue.
Even like small bets?
Yes. Bets? No bets. No bets. Game? Nothing. Just play for the fun of the game. Okay. A few more. And then we'll just begin the second time. We're not going to have time to. If one sees that his wife will be late for Shabbos, is he permitted to lie to her and say it's even later than it is, so it'll rush her? What do you say?
Earlier.
She's procrastinating.
So
you see that it's late for Shabbos, you tell her that the hour's later than it is, so it'll get her going. So that's mutter. Allah halamaisa. But if you see that she's just procrastinating, wasting time, if she's rushing and doing the best she could, then it's usher to do such a thing. Because it's like, you know, come on.
Is it only
she's trying her best she can.
Is it only for Shabbat or anything?
Okay, I would imagine Letzorach Mitzvah. I would imagine Letzorach Mitzvah. Okay. But still. Okay, now what happens if someone comes to your home and you don't want to greet the person? For some reason. Can you tell your kids to tell the guy you're not home? No, you're never allowed to tell your kids a lie. Can you tell your wife that you're not home? Because you don't want to save him embarrassment. Because maybe he'll be upset that you're there and you can't greet him. Then you can tell your wife, but you cannot tell your kids to do such a thing. Because she's an adult, Lamaisa, the kids, it's a bad chinuch to teach your kids a lie.
At work, you can say, you're
in
a meeting, whatever.
Like, yeah, you know what, Nachum, you have to limit it. You got to limit it. You got to limit it. Because, you know, you could embarrass, you're limiting it. You don't want to embarrass the guy, you don't want to come to see it.
What if you're tired? You can't come, but you're not going to tell him I'm tired.
Right, you have to try to make sure you don't embarrass him. That's the focal point. Right. That's the focal point. I know a great Rosh Yeshiva sat outside the guy's office for the whole day. You imagine that? The guy made him sit outside the office the whole day. A great Rosh Yeshiva. For he's coming for geld. He made him sit outside the whole day, wait the whole day for him. You don't want to give? Say you don't want to give, but you make him wait a whole day? Okay. If one has no time to answer a question about a particular subject, he may say he's not learning the subject now and cannot answer the question. That's what the Machzah Shekel says. Okay. All right, let's begin the second topic. I don't think we'd have time to finish. We discussed this already. What'd you say?
Isn't that case also about Mitzvah? If someone asks you if you
don't have time, I don't remember.
Learning. If someone
you're not in the other. Here he knows the thing. He has no time to answer, so he can say he's not learning the topic now, even though he knows the topic. That's not in the Gemara.
The Gemara says if someone's like testing you to see if you're like a bucking shot, you could pretend and say that like you don't really know.
Because I don't know that. Yeah, but this is the opposite. He knows he's got to get going. Now, did we discuss the Shmiras Shabbos of the Avos? We did discuss this year. No, we had six answers, didn't we? How were the Avos able to Shomer Shabbos? Were they like a Ben Noach or were they like what? Yidim? Did we discuss that? We didn't discuss it this year? Okay, let's begin this topic, okay? And then we'll continue in another time. We'll finish up. So that's the topic. Please, about Shekel. It's very important. You got to be an Ishemis. You'll get married. You'll learn how to. You got to communicate with your wife. You got to be open with your wife. Things are bad when there's no communication. So you have to get into a training on there, an Ishemis, okay? You have to use it properly, not to embarrass people and things of that sort. You avoid talking about the subject. But Lamaisa, you got to use strategy. Okay. The Gemara says in Yuma and Chav Chesem is that Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, both the Raisa and the Rabbanim, even Erev Tavshilin. Farish Gemara. Mistama the Avos also the same thing. Yitzchak Yankiv. The Gemara only says Avram Avinu. Mistama Yitzchak Yankiv.
That's what we have in Shas.
Correct. Rashi quotes that's a different mocker. That's by law. That's by Yaakov Avinu. Yeah. Well said, Avram. Correct. That's a Medrash. Well said. Medrash says very good by Yaakov Avinu. Excellent. You could just the Rises, but the Gemara has even the Rabbanus. Okay, but still, Yaakov did the Rises and the Rabbanus. Okay. There is a Gemara. I'm not sure we'll get up to the second semester. Maybe we will. We'll see. But there's a Mishnah Machshirin that discusses the following case. If you have a baby that's thrown in the streets and you're not sure if he's Jewish or not Jewish, what do you do? So there's two issues at hand here regarding the Avos and this baby when he gets older. What do we do about Talmud Torah? Because a Jew is chayv in Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. A goy is also the Talmud Torah, Chayv Misa. We don't know if he's Jewish or non-Jewish. Were the other status, were they Jewish or they were not Jewish? They did all the mitzvahs. But were they Jewish or they were not Jewish? So what on earth did they learn? They're in a quagmire. And don't tell me this is just an esoteric question about the others, Shiloh, Kasha. What do I do with this baby boy that's grown up now? I don't know his identity. Is he Jewish or not? What do I do about Torah? Number one. That I can solve easily. Let them learn Shevamitz B'nai Noach. A goy can study Shevamitz B'nai Noach. So on the side of the Jews, it's Mutter, and on the side of the goy, they're allowed to learn Shevamitz B'nai Noach.
You could convert. Try to convert.
I understand. But let's say in this situation. Let's say it's in this situation. We could do a Geris Lechomer, correct, but let's say it. Right now. So we could solve Talmud Torah by saying, learn Shevamitz B'nai Noach. The problem is what you do about Shabbos. What do you do about Shabbos? Guy comes to me in the middle of Shabbos, he had a Reformed conversion. You know what? That's for sure not a Shabbos, he's a goy. He comes to me on Shabbos, he says, I'm not sure whether it was an Orthodox base or a conservative. What do I do for him on Shabbos? What do we do for the Avos? A Jew has to observe Shabbos. On the other hand, a goy that observes Shabbos, Chayv Misa. What did they do about Shmir Shabbos? What do I tell this man at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon? He knocks on my door. What do I tell him? So it's not just an esoteric question about the Avos. It could be a Shiloh Lachal Amaisa. So there are six answers to this kasha. We only have time to start one. We'll do the first. First answer is like this. This answer is, I believe, said by the Aruch Lanier in his Sefer Binyan Sin. Amazing answer. What do we say by Yerev Evoker? What do we say? Yeah, excellent. By Yerev Evoker, correct. So I'm going to start with the first teretz. And the first teretz Lamaisa. The first Terence Lamaisa we could say is from the Panim Yafas, the Haflaw. Let's do the Haflaw and then we'll pick it up another time, the other Tirutz. Listen to this Terence, it's amazing. They would do Malacha on Saturday night. Because the halachic day for a goy, the secular day is Saturday morning, Saturday night. If they observe any day for a Shabbos, you know, it could be Tuesday, the Gemara says. Yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Where is that pasuk? Is that in Noach? Or is that in Bereishis?
It's Noach.
It's in Noach. Yom v'layla lo yishbosu for non-Jews. That's a secular day. So they would do malacha on Saturday night. Friday night and Saturday day, they didn't do any malacha. On the tzad, they were goyim. They didn't go through a whole Shabbos. Not doing malachas, they did malachas Saturday night. On the tzad, they were Jews, they observed the whole Shabbos. You hear that answer? It's an ingenious answer. You follow me? The definition of a halachic day for Jews is different. It starts at night, goes through the day. But when for a non-Jew, it starts in the morning, goes all the way to the evening, throughout the evening. So you cover Friday night and Shabbos not doing malacha on the tzad, you're a yid. On Saturday night, they're doing malacha, because on Saturday they were going, they didn't get through a whole Shabbos not doing malacha, because you got to get through Saturday day and Saturday night. Because it says, Yom V'layla lo yishbosu. Yom V'layla lo yishbosu.
What about Friday night?
What's the problem? Their Yom is Friday day, Friday night. So they would do malacha Friday day. Friday, as long as you do malacha. There's no 24-hour period of Yom V'layla. They didn't do Malacha.
That's the din?
That's the din for a Ben Noach, what a Yom is.
It's not our Shabbos?
No, it's for us, it starts at night, the Halachic day, Jewish, Judaism. What's the one area in Halacha that it starts at night? That starts in the daytime in Halacha? Kachim. Pei Gimel Amaf and Chulim. That it's the morning is the Halachic day for Kachim. But every other mitzvah in the Torah, it begins at night, right? We know that.
For a goy, keeping Shabbos means keeping the halachos, or just not doing like tircha work?
So that's a different answer. That's already a second answer. But the first answer we're giving is the time frame is different. That's how they would get out of it. So you know what I would tell that guy? Do malacha Saturday night. The other answer is, let's just give that answer, we'll close with that, is the answer to the Binyan Sion that he says exactly like you said. For Jews, the malachas lamates malachas. For non-Jews, it's shvitzing. Working. Putting tables and chairs. You know what I would tell the guy? Set up a bunch of chairs and tables for a shear in the shul. On the tzad, he was a yid, he didn't do one of the lamates malachas. On the tzad, he was a goy, he didn't rest. He shvitzed. So the second answer is a different definition. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. I got to go to that Levaya. So I'm going to run. You guys, Daven Mincha, 1:30 in Bismedesh, guys. I think it's now, but I tell you, I have to call my parents. I might stop there first. I'm not sure. Okay? Yeah, real quick. Yisu v'medush. Amo lo ramayim sebrasu mo lo rachim rachol asanya. Amo lo yis sapar lez de tamimim. Yeah, this is what I quoted. You know about the Jews of Pia Seichel. You know, Yaakov on Loviv.
You should talk at some point. I gotta read it.
Daniel, every day, please. Every day. Good to see you. Anoche es bechorak perish rashi noche anoche 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 came to Karabakh and Allah can assume the Kibo of Amr Amish, she should have said before Mamish. They do Kiras of Shalay, I said, he's answering the Gulag, like then in Glano, of my came to Yakov, and he said, oh, I'm missing him before the Kibo, and can lay a Chalkum in the Shamai. She said, she wasn't Schach, she was correct, look in Sivu Chavika, so it's Anyo. Can he cut a real who you should have beautiful? She called Gono. Okay, good, I'm proud of you. So you know how to put it off? He's got to teach you how to put it off.
I know
how to do it, I'm proud of you. Joseph, good to see you. Every day early, because we got a lot.